This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the first of his regular audio described theatre reviews for 2024. Firstly, I must say Happy New Year, Vidar, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby, and of course, Happy New Year not only to you but also to listeners as well.
For our first theatre review of 2024, we are looking back at three shows that were on over the festive holidays and a couple that are still running too. One I would say is very much for maybe younger theatre goers and maybe their first experience of theatre too, with Dear Santa at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. We also have a panto with Snow White at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre, and finally the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of The Box of Delights. Shall we just briefly start with Dear Santa, which I say was probably a show maybe for younger audiences and maybe their first introduction of theatre too, but it was full of sort of the magic and wonder of theatre as well.
Full of the magic and wonder of theatre and full of the magic and wonder of Christmas as well, actually, Toby. And I probably raised the average age of the audience somewhat by being there, but it was great to get the chance to observe and experience firsthand a relaxed performance, including audio description at the Birmingham Hippodrome, provided by Jonathan Nash. And hopefully, judging by the atmosphere in the auditorium of the Patrick Studio, young people got a great deal out of the show and it was a lot of fun.
And you say this is relaxed, so it's a very much a show that's for anybody, really. And it doesn't matter if people, you know, sort of want to sort of walk around, move around, or the younger audiences want to get more involved or make a lot of noise. It's very much a show that's, you know, sort of accessible and, I suppose, available to anybody.
Yep. Absolutely accessible and inclusive and very much available to everybody. And more of these relaxed performances are being put on by different venues across the country. And I think that's only a good thing.
And I think some of the younger people actually even got to see Santa after the show too.
I understand that was true. A very busy man at that time of the year in the lead up to December 25th. But great that he had time to talk to some of the young kids as well.
And Rod Campbell's other well-known book, Dear Zoo, will also be on at the Birmingham Hippodrome during this spring and probably the next theatre experience for those young people who went to see Dear Santa. Now on to a wonderful show for all the family with Wolverhampton Grand Theatre's Panto of Snow White, which had a bit of a starry cast with, I believe, a Eternal and Hollyoaks and Loose Swimming star and a couple of CBeebies presenters too. But a wonderful panto and a wonderful introduction to theatre for younger audiences too.
Panto is always a great family event in my experience, and Anne Hornsby traditionally provides the audio description at the Wolverhampton Grand, and she did on this occasion, and in fact very kindly allowed me to listen into her dry run the previous evening, or the evening before she actually did the AD performance proper, if I can put it that way, and that was great, and again helped me just to appreciate, you know, some of the more overtly visual dimensions of the seasonal production. And as a result of her audio description, I got a lot more out of the humour and some of the jokes and some of the ongoing action on stage. So a lovely introduction to festive theatre in early to mid-December.
And I believe from talking to Anne, you found out sort of maybe if after the actual audio described performance that there was quite a large number of young visually impaired people coming to the performance from, I think, Worcester, and really getting involved, listening to the audio description, putting the headsets on, and probably getting very much involved in the audience participation too, which is really good to see that younger audiences are coming to see audio described shows at that age.
You're absolutely right, Toby. I happened to see Anne a few days later, and she explained exactly that at the audio-described proper performance, if I can again put it that way, a number of young people from a local school for visually impaired people had indeed taken full advantage of the audio description, and she, like myself actually, was really encouraged by the fact that they were embracing the whole audio-described experience, which hopefully will be with them for the rest of their lives as they move into adulthood.
And finally, we are going to take a look into the Box of Delights at the Royal Shakespeare Company's Theatre in Stratford-upon-Avon. And I'm sure I've seen a TV adaptation of the Box of Delights many Christmases ago. But Vidar, had you come across the Box of Delights before seeing this RSC production?
Interestingly, no, but I did a little bit of homework, and I don't think I had ever seen the TV dramatisation that you referred to, Toby, but I did come across a radio dramatisation that, in fact, I got hold of and listened to before I went to Stratford to see the actual stage production. And that was really good homework, well worth doing that. Based on a book by John Masefield, it's a seasonal story, so it has a Christmas element to it as well. And again, on this occasion, it was a relaxed performance that I attended. I couldn't attend the actual audio-described performance, but it's interesting to know that in many cases, relaxed performances do also include audio descriptions. So if you do have a clash of dates, that gives you another alternative if you want to benefit from the AD. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a completely different story to what I had perhaps expected before listening to the radio dramatization. And Carolyn Smith, who provided the audio description on this occasion, did a great job with her colleague Gethin. And it was great to see something new as well, and new and seasonal all at the same time.
And it's funny because I suspect some people might think that a show like a Panto or a show for younger audiences might not necessarily have the same production values as other shows. But from looking at reviews, certainly the RSC production of The Box of Delights has had no expense spared on the production and has had great reviews for the actors as well. So, you know, a really good production.
Absolutely, and the great reviews were very much well deserved, and certainly we came away after our matinee having thoroughly enjoyed the performance, and certainly I felt I'd got a great deal out of it, not least, as I always say, courtesy of that all-important audio description.
And it's interesting because I remember when I was first going to audio describe performances back in the early 2000s, there did not seem to be so many pantos and shows for younger audiences that were audio described at that time. And it's so good now to see theatres embracing access in many ways and providing access through audio described performances, relaxed performances, and giving that first introduction to accessible theatre for younger audiences who will hopefully continue to go to theatre as they get older.
You're absolutely right, Toby. The way that accessibility and inclusion has developed in terms of the theatre world, and probably more widely actually in the arts generally, has been incredible over the last couple of decades. And there's increasingly a number of performances, particularly during Panto season, which has a longer run than many other productions. So there's sometimes a couple of audio described shows during a Panto run. And generally, it's just good that people have a choice of shows they can attend, you know. And in fact, almost we're at a point where you could arguably say you're spoiled for choice, not least if occasionally there's a bit of a clash of dates in terms of when audio described performances are scheduled at different venues within the same sort of area. So it's great to see that choice developing. And at the same time, it's worth observing that I think, and this is only anecdotal evidence rather than any based on any firm research, I have noticed a greater number of visually impaired patrons or people and their companions, family members, relatives, friends, etc., taking advantage of audio description, which, as many of us know, does also include the all-informative touch tour, which adds another dimension to your whole theatre experience in terms of audio described shows.
Well, if you're looking for more about Access and Audio Described performances near you during 2024, do contact your local theatre and ask them if they've got an access list. And if they do put on Audio Described performances, you can, of course, listen to our regular features here on the station about upcoming Audio Described performances too. And, of course, you can visit the websites of many of the audio description providers, such as Sidelines and Mind's Eye, Vocalise and the Audio Description Association too. Next time, Vida, I think you'll be back at the RSC.
Back in Stratford, Toby, for another of their current productions. So all being well, looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time we speak.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vida, for sharing your first Audio Described review of 2024 with Dear Santa, Snow White and The Box of Delights with me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Great pleasure, Toby. Thank you very much indeed.